So you were telling me off air just now that you want to bring back the what's up. You want to bring that back?
No, absolutely not.
You missed the when that was relevant, and you want to bring it back in time for this year's Super Bowl. That's what you were telling me.
It was a Budweiser Super Bowl commercial, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that with some frogs.
Yeah, that's right.
At some point, early on, not, and then frogs.
And then t-shirts. People had t-shirts.
Yes. What was the they had those ones, and then the what was the Gumby and Pokey off-roading? Those were shirts.
Are you just going to name all t-shirts that
No. I'm trying to get to the there was some sort of surf dirty play on words surf shirts.
Okay.
Doctor, I don't know. I don't know what it was now. Big wave well, rider surfing in front, stuffing the, I don't know. I don't know how it went. You don't remember?
No.
Oh, just pretend it was, okay, it was No Fear. That's what it was.
Okay.
Moving on. Hello and welcome to episode 473 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
What's going on in this? The five. Oh, man. Should I try it again? That was not smooth at all. Hey, what's going on in the five, Adam?
I just received at the breakfast table this morning a critique of the podcast from my children.
What are they doing listening?
Sarah really likes the podcast. She has informed me that whenever we're in the car, like if I'm taking her to dance or whatever, she's informed me that she wants to listen to the podcast. And I don't
see, I did not know this. I did not know this information.
She
but
just
I don't know if you've noticed, I have not made any wife jokes recently for that reason.
Oh, that's her favorite. Her favorite part is the wife jokes. Yeah.
What's coming up then?
Yeah, you're missing your key demographic here.
Okay.
So anyways, this morning, she said, I think yesterday she told me that she went on iTunes and she gave us a review. So I said, oh, you know, what'd you write? She's like, no, I just gave it 5 stars. And I'm like, okay, why didn't you write stuff? And, but you know, she didn't write anything. But anyways, she enjoys the podcast immensely, especially when you make fun of me. That's her favorite part. She likes that. She likes when you make wife jokes for sure. But anyways, this morning I said, you know, you guys got to get off your devices. Want to make sure that, you know, the Wi-Fi is not slowed. I got to go upstairs and be a podcasting god. And maybe those were the wrong words to choose because they jumped all over me with some harsh criticism like, you know, Al's the funny one. You just laugh. Al does all the introducing and then you just plug in like simple little one or two words just to keep them going. They're like, you're a sidekick. You're basically it was like that. What was the not Clerks, but the other one with,
Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob, where they're just kind of like, you're a tracer. It kind of reminded me of that. Like, you know, they're
chasing Amy.
Was it Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
Where they were just like ripping on him for being a tracer, for being the guy for, you don't do any, you're just tracer.
Colored in.
Anyways, it was pretty funny. So that's how my morning started. So I'm really going to bring my A game today. That's what I'm showing you. So that the next episode my children listen to, they'll be proud of their father.
Okay, let's consider this batting practice. I'm just going to toss a bunch of muffins right down the dish. you just try and go Yahoo here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Don't worry about it. If you foul a few off, we got a cage. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Awesome. Well, that's, I don't know what to say.
Well, I pumped your tires a little bit.
I guess. I don't know.
It sounds like
they didn't need pumping. They sound like they're fine.
They just think I'm horrible. I don't know that they think you're good.
They think I'm the funny one until we hang out. And then I'm obviously the pretty boy band one. Right. And all of a sudden, not so funny. That's the worst. So in all fairness, you don't want to be the funny one in any group. It's like, oh, yeah, like let's go home with Bradley Cooper. But Alan, you tell some jokes while we get there. Like, oh, wait a second. Hang on a second. I can smirk and be a no, just him. Okay, I get it.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to say that I'm the pretty one.
No, I don't think that's really on the radar. That's not part of it. That's why we do the audio show as well. Anyways, it's like there's no need for a video show. Amazon.
Yeah.
Click to our site and help us out. I was going to say, I can't think of what you would buy there. You know, like referencing it to the stuff. I got some stuff today.
Some handsome cream. I'm going to get some of that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're all out of the funny stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I know where you're getting free delivery on that item. That's going to be very heavy. The click through our site and help us out. That's what I'm getting at. My table saw showed up today.
Okay. Oh, this is the segment.
No, it just showed up. Like, I haven't even turned it on yet. Like
saw talk just, though. This is the saw talk segment saw that talk. I was talking about. Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Well, there's no real talk yet. It showed up.
Okay. Well, that's still part of it.
Yeah.
It's here.
But the guy knocked on the door. This was weird to me. I was wondering how they're going to deliver it because it's not a small item.
Okay.
I bought the not the most expensive one because they don't sell the most expensive one here, which I kind of wanted. Do I want the most expensive one? I'm not sure.
Always. That's how I roll.
Well, no, in this case, you do, but they don't sell them in Germany. There's one called by a company called SawStop. Have you seen this on the YouTube?
No.
Because table saw, not an undangerous tool. Like you have
right. I've heard about it where like you could literally stick your hand in it and it'll just stop, right? Like it's a correct. Special sensory system.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they go for around four times the price of a regular table saw.
Okay.
Which is way too much money until you jam your hand in the blade and then all of a sudden it's super cheap.
Right.
But they don't currently. I don't believe they currently sell them in Germany. Like they're coming somewhat soon. Some sort of maybe, which is kind of odd. But anyway, I did not buy that one. I did buy a very good one though. Because you can buy you know what you can pay for a table saw.
I don't. You're gonna have to fill me in.
You can get one for $100.
Okay, that's bad though.
Do don't not want do that. That. One. No.
That one's a finger machine. That's a finger
that is massacre like that is machine. Like $2 all you can eat sushi that somebody already ate. That's what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah,
you don't want that. First of all, it's gonna be like about a 12 water. It's gonna run on like 4 DC batteries. So not good. You're not cutting anything. You're not cutting a wet tissue with that.
Okay.
So you don't want to do that, and it's not going to be straight. It's just going to be terrible. So you got to spend some money. You can spend around $350 and get a halfway decent one. But I was told spend the money. That's what I was told.
Okay.
Do not buy the $350 one. It's fine, not good. So and that was multiple people, including listener Sean Carlin. Again, check out his stuff on his Instagram. He makes some stuff. I'm going to try to copy when I get good at this.
Your saw consultant.
Yes.
Okay.
So he said he was one of the people who said, hey, don't buy the cheap one. Do yourself a favor. Spend the extra, you know, few $100 and get a good one. But so it showed up and it was I was like, how are they gonna deliver this? It's very, very heavy. So the guy knocked on my door and essentially made me come out and help him get it out of the truck. Has that ever happened to you before?
No. I've had big items delivered, but they've been just sitting on my porch when I got home. And we're talking about like the projector screen, which is like 10 feet long, just in a huge long box, just sitting there on the porch. But I've never actually helped the guy in. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big day.
You have to be home for that though, right?
What
would you have done if you weren't? Yeah. If you weren't home, what would have happened?
I assume he would have just backed up really quick and jammed on the brakes and let it fly into the yard. Judging by the dude who's probably not listening, that was the vibe I was getting from him. I've never seen him before. Right. Like, he's not the normal delivery guy. the normal delivery guys, I know them all the time. I see them all the time, and they're all good. But this guy, I don't know what would have happened. I happened to be home for this one, luckily. Anyways, table saw showed up, so now I'm very excited to be sawing stuff.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
So I've not done anything. I do have some projects in where do I start? I mean, what's up? Like, here's the thing. It's a kind of an odd situation for me, because now hear me out on this one. I'm gonna come out of the gate on this a little bit hot, and you'll dial me back in as you should. But in life, and I feel the same about you. I'm
okay.
Right? Well, no, but I mean,
hey, new shirt, life all star right there. That's what you no, I am good at life.
I'm not joking. I'm actually gonna make a shirt that says I'm I'm gonna actually bleep this out of this episode so that no one steals that shirt.
I think you best do that, because yeah. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good slogan.
Yeah. So not to bleep it out twice. I said it twice. Okay, I'll remember that. Mark that down. Okay, that's somewhere in there. Yeah. Point being, and generally with a lot of things, my learning curve is pretty steep. Like I tend to pick things up really quickly, and that's great. And I'm not saying I'm a master of all trades. I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, that kind of thing. But I'm good at a lot of things. However, in this situation, and when it comes to building things, I am not good. Like I'm out of my element. Like right. I have a lot of mistakes to make, and I don't mind making them. But like I appreciate the challenge that's ahead of me. But here's the big thing that I have to focus on. I need to focus all my efforts I can on being more patient.
Okay, that's a problem for me too. I am not patient.
Shouldn't you be, though? I mean, I should be. I'm not. I wish I was more patient. One of the reasons I wanted to get back into this kind of work was before we talked about like the satisfaction of actually building something physical with your hands. That's a wonderful satisfaction. But it also, I need to be more patient. I think the whole world does, because everything is instant, you know. I want to watch this now, and so you shall.
Right.
But there's nothing really instant about woodworking. Even if you can make all the cuts really quickly, and you can assemble the whatever box you're making, you can assemble that very quickly, and then you have to sand and finish, and right. That takes a long time, and then install, and all these little steps that you have to be very patient for, and that's kind of one of the things I'm trying to focus on, and being more present, and I think it's going to pay off.
Okay, all right.
Or I'm going to sell this stuff on eBay.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. Not the stuff I make. I mean my saws.
Right.
Out they go. So, first up, I'm gonna give a tease. I have some work around the house to do. I got some doors to replace and some floors and baseboard.
Okay.
Sockerleisten.
Like the moldings.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to replace that in the whole house, but I'm going to start with the front of the house, the front, like the foyer and my office, etc. So I have that to do, but in terms of projects that I'm going to do with like the table saw and whatnot, I'm thinking spice rack.
Okay.
Just to give you a heads up, because it's small, we need okay. a spice rack. We don't have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Right now we're fumbling through the cupboard looking for our, you know, rosemary.
That's not good.
Thyme.
Cumin.
Yeah. Hey, are you serious?
Yeah.
We're a big cumin family.
Yeah. I just made some chili last week. Cumin. Oh,
there you go.
Cumin it up.
All right. Well, big day.
Glad anyways, we have this talk. Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So that's enough of that. What's going on, Adam? Winter showed up here finally, just so you know.
Oh, ours is gone. It's back to like, you know, 9 degrees and all the snow all washed right. away. Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, it was here, and now it's not. Yeah. We're hoping from a commuting standpoint that that's the last of it, because it wreaked havoc on our city, but I'm happy with the rain. I'm happy with the rain. Rain is fine.
You don't have to shovel rain.
That's true, yeah.
So winter finally showed here. Like a couple days ago, we were out. It was like 15 to 17 degrees, t-shirt. Like it was crazy. It was ridiculous. And then bam, like -7 this morning. So we're back. No snow, but at least cold, which I'm not a fan of the cold. However, I'm really not a fan of mosquitoes and bugs and whatnot. And it seems whenever we don't have, whenever we have a mild winter, we have way more bugs in the summer. Okay. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either, but okay.
I'm assuming if they don't have a chance to freeze to death in the winter, then they're just going to keep living. That's my take on it.
Okay, I don't think that's right, but sure, let's go with that.
Yeah, you don't have a better answer.
I think it's something else. No, I'm probably not going to research it. So we'll go with yours. We'll go with your answer.
Camera update. My 5D Mark III. I got the. It's been fixed. It's on. Spoiler alert. It's been fixed. It's on the way back.
Okay.
I got the just after we recorded last week. I got the email for the estimate.
Okay.
So spoiler alert. I went with it. I should have not led with that. So what was the estimate?
I can't remember. What was the over under that we said you might pay? Maybe 300 or something. 250.
Oh, I would pay. Like I would pay 300. I would have probably paid 400, depending on what was wrong with it. 200 was the cutoff of, like, below 200, it was going to be not even a second thought.
Oh, right. It was all about you were still going to pay it, but whether you're going to be able to sleep at night.
Well, there would be a cutoff point where I would just say, hey, keep it, or send it back, and I'll just use it for video, because it'd just be manual focus at that point only.
Right.
But I wouldn't have been happy about it.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat here. Let's hear what the price was.
All right, out, not including shipping, which was $14 return, 14 euros return.
Okay.
153 euros.
Okay, so in dollars, just for the American listeners.
About $200.
Canadian, $200. Okay, so that seems reasonable.
Canadian, yeah.
That seems very reasonable.
Assuming it works when it gets back here, which I assume it will. Like they told me exactly, like I just said, hey, it's having autofocus is failing intermittently, and the estimate that laid out exactly what they planned on doing, and it seemed like what should happen, and they figured it out, and so it looks like it's fixed.
Yeah, because just looking at something nowadays, when you're talking about someone who has a specialized skill set for something like that, whether it's your camera, your car, whatever, it seems like $200 would be nothing.
Right.
So good deal if it works.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, all in, I would rather it never happened. However,
right.
It's not something I'm going to cry about if I get my camera back. And oddly, like, so when it gets back here and it works, oddly, I have this sort of feeling that I am going to basically burn that shutter to the ground in a good way, like by basically shooting a million pictures.
Okay, because now you got to get value out of it.
I guess I don't know what. Like maybe before I was kind of babying it, like, oh, it's my main camera, and now, like, I'm not going to abuse it, but I'm going to use every millimeter of that thing. Now,
okay,
I'm going to make sure I shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot. And I don't know why. Like, it. I don't know what made me think of it. Was it, you know, some sort of a mortality check? I'm like, oh boy, this whole camera could go away. So now you better use it. Better appreciate what you have. I don't know.
Yeah.
So hopefully I get it back in the next couple of days, and then next week we'll figure out if it's if my self-portrait is in focus. That's what we'll figure out.
What I'm finding lately with my camera usage is that I, in the winter months, this is because I'm generally it's darker. So if I'm shooting outside, it gets dark earlier, or a lot of times I'm in the hockey arena. That's where seems like 80% of my photos come over the winter months, as it comes in the hockey arena, which is also dark. Either I'm shooting a group team photo, or in which case I'm using the Fuji, or I'm using the 6D just because of the much more expansive ISO and, you know, the capabilities of in darkness. So my Classic, I have not taken out. And then I kind of occurred to me that the Classic is my go anywhere, summer, outdoor, beat the crap, beater camera, which we've talked about, good to have one of those. But it's almost, there's almost no use for me for that camera in the winter months. And I mean, I guess I could have used it on the snow day, but I didn't. But that would have been a good use for the beater camera. I just already had everything kind of set up.
Well, the only issue on the snow day is that the battery life is already not great. And in that cold, it would have been forget it.
Yeah, that's true too. So yeah, just haven't really had a use for the Classic. And my Classic is functioning just fine, but I haven't taken it out of the bag in probably 4 months.
Mine is functioning fine again, by the way.
Oh, that's good. Good update.
Gave it that good smack.
Yeah, that always fixes things.
Billed myself $153 on that one.
Okay, all right.
Called it even, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the basic, it's the starting point. So, yeah, there we go. All right, so with that, oh, reminder, the monthly challenge for January is self-portrait, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, even better, tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. Also, we should learn a little something about you. That's what I'd like. So, have you shot yours yet?
I have not.
I have not either. I was going to like 2 weeks ago and then kind of rethought it and then realized, no, this week it has to happen. So,
okay, I'm going to do mine.
Well, yeah, of course we're going to do ours. I assume you're just going to be an iPhone selfie on as we hit record next week.
Yeah. Probably. No, I'm gonna come up with something. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna really, really try. Oh, update from our listeners. Just because I haven't mentioned it in a few weeks, I am still eating healthy and working out lots. I am going to do what I said. I want to just keep myself honest. By saying it publicly, I feel like it makes the commitment more real. But I'm going to get in very, very good shape by middle of March. That's the goal.
Are we doing six pack challenge? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I've for my own sort of motivation, it just helps to have a commitment, because then I fear that someone saying, like I'm thinking specifically of Mary and Maid, hey, you still look fat in March. Yeah.
Okay.
So again, if I put it out there that I'm doing this, then there's no, you know, all right, you know what? I'm just going to eat 12 cheeseburgers or sit on the couch all day and stuff my mouth with Oreos. So there's none of that. Mm-hmm. If I'm very goal oriented, I think probably we're a little bit alike in that if I decide to do something, there is probably, I'm on the spectrum as far as a laser focus towards meeting a goal. So,
yeah, I just bought 3 power saws. What do you think?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I'm either all in or I'm not in at all. Right.
Yep.
So I'm all in on this one.
Okay. So we'll go one further, and the listeners don't want this at all. This is definitely a no-go zone. If I do see you in the summer, which may happen.
Okay.
We'll do a shirts off picture.
I see. I'm a bit of a, not that I have anything wrong with the shirts off. It's just in my world of therapy and associations and governing bodies. Like, I don't, like, is it frowned upon for me to be like, I don't know.
If you're fat, it is.
No. It's not even that, but it's just like, I can't imagine doing that. And then patients coming across that photo of, like, I know, even at the beach, it just seems so show-offy. No. That's not in my
It might not be.
Being.
It might be embarrassingly.
Maybe. No, but it's not even that. If I'm going to do it, it would mean that I've successfully completed the challenge, in which case you see those, whatever, football players or hockey players that, like, want to show how great they are, and like this, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like me. It doesn't seem like you either, really, to do that.
No, it's not. Well, no, not that isn't. No, I'll be honest, I did a lot more shirts off pictures when I was a heavy set guy. I'm joking. I have some photo, like, I kind of, shirts off is a whole thing. It's a whole thing over here. The guys don't really get it. The guys on the team don't really get the joke.
Right.
Like, when you just walk into a store with no shirt on, like 4 guys for no reason. It's right. Hilarious. I think it's hilarious. Particularly when, you know, like, I would be like, at that time, like 30 pounds overweight. And so that makes it even funnier. So I'm no longer 30 pounds overweight. So it is less funny now. But Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. There'll probably
we'll
be some.
We'll see. That's a struggle for me. in terms of other people seeing that are in my world. Like, I don't know. I'll think about it. But you understand my
in
challenge.
I do
with
understand
that.
Yeah. In context, though, it's acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. Hey, there was a picture of you me in the hot tub, so that went public.
Yeah, and that's different. I'm okay with that.
We were submersed.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure something out. We'll have your old photo for your magazine where you had like the painted on like German flag or something.
Okay, there we
go. Maybe we painted two hosers on ourselves or something.
Just a giant fire hose across two of us.
Maybe not that.
Okay. All right.
well, something.
I see what you're saying. You want to do the fireman calendar? I hear you. That's like a couple of dads in their 40s. No one. I don't know why we're debating this. No one's lining up for this.
No, I know. No.
Even my wife is like, really? I mean, come on. I have to. I'm married to it, but come on, really?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's good. It's good that you're staying healthy, though. That's the one thing. Forget body stuff aside. Like all kidding. That's all kidding aside. I really appreciate, you know, people who, not just you, but like in general, people who understand the difference between looking good and being healthy. Like those usually go together, but it's not about looking good. It's about being healthy on the inside.
That, and also not even looking good. It's more about not looking bad.
Yeah, true, but the looking part is great for confidence, etc., but it's just feeling good and not, it's nice not going to the doctor.
I also spend my days giving people advice on how to you know, get better with their bodies. So
having a barbecue stain on your shirt doesn't help.
Exactly. It's also being committed to just general wellness and health is again, it's visual as well. It's not just what you say. You gotta present it as well, I think.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I shoot anything is the question. Again, there was the snow stuff I did last week. No, I didn't. I just like we talked about last week's episode, just went through some old photos for my wife making her books, which amazingly already arrived, the kids' books that we went through like in under a week. And fantastic. She used Shutterfly, which she loves. And I have to agree in that there's never, you know, we've had in the past the idea of when you print something, sometimes it doesn't come out the way you intended. Sometimes it comes out much worse than what you just looked at on screen, and never the case for Shutterfly. Someone is looking very closely and making the right edits. When it gets printed, it looks either as good as it did on the screen or in a lot of cases, even better. So
nice.
Yeah, very happy with their work.
So
Shutterfly.
For example, a book like
not cheap, not cheap. Yeah, it's hardcover. Yeah.
Okay, hardcover. Yeah. How many pictures in a book?
She goes with 25 pages. So some pages just have a single picture, and then obviously sometimes she kind of does like collage style, puts two or three on a page. So I can't tell you that, but we usually go with a 25 page book. Just for a cost standpoint, it gets pretty expensive. I don't know again how much per book, but I think Shutterfly relative to other companies is on the pricey side, but my wife, the quality is excellent. So that's part of why we go with them. And then the other part of it is my wife says that the interface in terms of putting it together, there's so many more options and it's such an easy to use user-friendly experience that she's like nothing else compares. She's tried other ones and she said nothing but frustration. And so Shutterfly's always been good. And that's who we go with.
Okay, I'll be calling them this week to get them to be a sponsor.
Okay.
I won't. I probably won't.
You should. Yeah.
I should. So 25 pages. So how big is this? Like is it like this like physically the size of a magazine or bigger?
Bigger. Yeah.
Oh, really? That much bigger?
Yeah, we get the kind of the bigger size one. So I off the top of my head, I'm going to say it's like, oh man, it's bigger than 8x10. The size of the book. It's probably 11x14. No, maybe that's too big.
No, that's probably about right.
Yeah, it's probably something like that. Yeah, that I'm gonna guess it's about that size. It's and they're really nice and full color print on the front and the back. So you get 25 pages,
hardcover. 25 pages. I'm going to say pages. $75.
I'll have to ask Lisa. I'm going to say at least 50, but it might be that much. Yeah.
No, that's totally worth it though. I mean, you start doing the math on what it costs to print photos and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, they're not tremendously expensive anymore to print photos, especially here, but I get the books for the kids every year and it's around that number of pages. So I go in and I pick out 100 photos from that year.
Right.
And the 100 photos that I think best represent the seasons, the events that they did, that the friends that they hung around with, the family members, like I don't just pick like the 100 best looking photos.
No. We're very much about the events of the year. Yeah.
Right. And so if I can get them with like, okay, good. Here you are with your friend. Here you are with so-and-so. Try to include everybody at least once, that kind of thing. And remind them, hey, what'd you do this year? And so I go through, pick 100 photos, and it generally comes in, like I get the soft cover because it's about the size of a magazine, the ones I get.
Yeah.
And because we get one every year, right? And so I'm imagining, you know, way down the road, they don't want to have a giant, you know, attic full of albums, which we started doing early on and then stopped. And so those go about, I forget how many pages that works out to. It's probably around, I think it's 28 pages to start, and then you can add pages in eight sections of 4 or 8 or something like that. So we get 28 to 36 pages, and it's 28 pages, probably something like that. And I think it costs around $28.
Yeah. So this is
soft cover,
more expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get the hardcover ones again. They're comparable to what you're talking about in terms of price, but totally worth it.
And the kids love them. Like my kids are, you know, quite a bit older than yours. And so Sarah's 12 going to high school. She still looks at those books, I'd say 2 or 3 times a week. Like those, the old ones, they love looking at. And Jack too, they look through those photos. Just again, when they're up in the room, not doing, they'll just grab those books and go through them. That's partly why Lisa went and said, okay, I've got to get caught up and make the more recent ones, because they look at these old books and photos all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Good investment. We're just worried when the day comes when they move out, those books are going with them. We're going to be sad that we don't have any of those.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I was wondering the same thing. And I was like, so I have the project file still. So in theory, like right now, I could get a second copy printed just like that without having, I think I have everything in place archived, but you know, in 10 years, will that still be a thing or will it not? I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Nor do I feel like getting multiple copies printed.
Right.
I don't want to have it all backed up just in case. Like that seems kind of weird and a little expensive for no reason, maybe. And so, yeah, well, we'll all just cry about that in 10 years.
Okay. Me too. Yeah. I'm not going to get others made.
No. Okay. Well, there you go. Let's go back on. Your eyesight will be gone by then anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't remember either.
Good news. Yeah. You have no idea who those people are. Good news. Good news for you. Yeah. It's a win-win. You save $50 and you're blind.
Yeah.
All right. I also shot nothing. Like when you say interesting, like not even interesting. I just shot nada this week. And January's been incredibly slow this year for whatever reason. Nothing interesting to shoot. So I kept that drive alive.
Okay, great.
Photo challenge this week is also our topic. I decided to make it the topic this week. So, you know, two birds, one stone here.
Yeah.
It was your idea. You said, hey, let's repost process a raw image. Well, you didn't say raw image, but I assume you meant raw image.
Yeah, I think that's that was the whole point, because you have all that wiggle room, and so you could, you know, create something completely different out of the same raw image file.
Okay, so what made you think of this?
Well, this was because of the books that my wife was creating, and so she said, oh, can we go back to 2000? I think we just did 2015. Can we go back to 2015 and make books for the kids? And then I want to do 16 and 17. And I said, okay. And so I had all, because, you know, those were all off my old computer. And when I moved over to the new computer, I saved all those files and Lightroom catalogs. And so I said, yeah, sure, I can do that. So I just went back and then we kind of went through like you do, month by month, and kind of pick the photos. And as I was doing it, I was looking at them going, oh, I would kind of do this photo differently now. And so whether it was changing something from black and white to color, or changing the crop, or a combination of all the different edits, I just have, you know, a new set of eyes. And sometimes I think I did things just too quickly. And then other times I think that I just see things differently now. So that as I was doing it, I thought, this is kind of a fun thing. And it's also, I think, something that maybe we forget that we have all these files, especially if you've, you know, got them all archived and it's easy to access. We've got all these files that are accessed whenever. It's kind of fun to look back, especially with kids, how different they look, and just, you know, their innocence, I guess, as they grow up. You just kind of, as a parent, I think you'd love to look back at just the childhood innocence that they had when they're 3, 4, the huge smiles, you know, all that stuff.
Yes. I do like that. Someone is just working my door like crazy. Speaking of innocence. Anyway, no, I do. I like that, but it's a fine line for me, I find, where I'm like, I try not to get, like, I'm a sentimental guy. That's my issue. Like, I am a little bit, I'm a romantic at heart and a little sentimental, and I find I have to kind of fight that sometimes to just not go too overboard. Which means I end up going the other way. I think some people find me to be a little standoffish, or they'll give me some crazy news and I'll kind of be like, oh, okay. But really inside, I'm like, you know, if I go down this rabbit hole, like I'm just going to cry on the bus. Like, that's not good. No one needs to see it. I already have my shirt off. It's not. Yeah. Why is that shirtless guy? Why is he crying on the bus?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's a bad combo. So I look back on them, but then I always kind of have to force myself to remember that, yeah, that some of that is gone, but what I got in return is excellent. Like, I like my kids, etc. As I know you do too.
I don't really like your kids. Yeah, your kids.
No, you're right. Nor should you. Yeah. But I like your kids, so there you go. And they're listening right now, so
probably. Hey, yeah, you better say
hey,
that.
Hey, Sarah. Right? What point being, I try to remember, like, you know, hey, I'm really happy with what I have now too. Like, all the things that we gave up, you know, that they stopped playing with whatever toy that was or whatever it was that was so cute. Now it's pretty awesome too. But I do like looking back, and like yourself, I've had looked back at some photos and thought, I can do better, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, aside from the fact that the people who make the software and whatnot, they frequently, somewhat frequently, sometimes often, infrequently, release updates on raw processors, for example. Like, oh yeah, we've updated to 2.083 on the raw. Do you want to update all your files? Not really, you know? I've never felt the need. Like, I updated, like, on the new ones moving forward. I'm like, yeah, I'll use the new one. I assume it's better. You know, someone's tinkered under the hood. It must be better. I don't know what's better about it, but it's probably better. I've never had a complaint before. But just the raw processor itself, the built-in raw processor, apparently does a better job. And I've never felt the need to go back and update all my old photos to reflect that.
Right.
I just roll with the JPEGs that I had created. I keep the raw. I had created JPEG, full-res JPEGs at the time of how I process those. And that's kind of what I use. But I can go back if I want to.
Right.
Recently, I have thought of a few that I wanted to redo. And not because of the raw processor, but like the software changes. Like they make improvements, right?
Yep.
In little things like, oh, that slider didn't exist. Like you never had the clarity
texture,
slider.
Yeah, and the texture and yeah, there's a couple in there.
So yeah, so what about those, you know? And so yeah, there's ones that I wanted to kind of go back and fix, because like I said, I think I've gotten better. I've learned some things and about how you frame things or crop things and how you process the shadows, et cetera, et cetera. My tastes have changed of things like what I like. Like, I was like, wow, did I used to really like saturated colors? Why did I do that? What have you noticed that has changed with you?
Yeah, I think probably definitely less use of kind of the vibrancy and the saturation. I think maybe I like the fact that I could make the photos really pop. And then I definitely think I've dialed that part back a bit because I think, oh, it looks a little less natural too, right?
Yeah.
So there's a balance with that. But I also think that I really like the some of those sliders they have added. Like I really do use the clarity slider. I think that one's great. And whatever the one right below that clarity slider is not the texture one, it's the other one. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. But that other slider there, I really like that. It almost gives just a subtle little bit of gradient. And really, really like that. It's not the highlight. It's not a highlight priority or whatever. It's something else. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I like what that one does. But overall, yeah, I definitely don't go overkill on the vibrancy part.
Right.
It's more saturation. It's called
the backdoor slider? No.
No, it's not that.
Okay. That's the little breaking ball that picture starts outside and just nips the corner of the outside corner of the plate when you're not looking. That's called a backdoor slider.
Just for everybody out there.
FYI, I hate those. That's like my word. That's my least favorite pitch. Yeah. So I wasn't listening. Oh, here's the other thing that I noticed that changed. I used to use Aperture. Now I use Lightroom.
Right.
It's a big difference. Like, and so I noticed like obviously Aperture's been, it's been stopped, right? We walked away from it
long
years
time ago. Yeah.
I didn't know if they
stopped. I'm pretty sure just dead stopped. Yeah.
Yeah. Point being, we walked away from it a long time ago and Lightroom's a different animal, but all those like up to a certain point, which I think it might've been like 2016 or whatever it was, my images before then or 15, whatever, they were done in Aperture and saved. And so I would go back and look at those JPEGs now. They were JPEGed out from the RAW in Aperture. And now to go back and redo them, I would have to redo them in Lightroom, which is what I did. I think that's what I did on this one. I definitely did it in Lightroom for the challenge, but I think it was done in Aperture originally. Okay. So the one I chose, getting right, let's get into our photo challenge. Okay. And you go first since you initiated this.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a photo challenge back whenever this was, 2015, I think 2014, something like that. I think it's 2015. Not looking at the EXIF data. I'm thinking that way because it came up for the book, so it must be 2015 that my wife was making. But this photo
I checked the EXIF data. It is 2015.
Yeah. So this is a photo that I used on for a photo challenge back in 2015. It's one of my favorite photos of my daughter. It just sort of just has that sort of everything that says sort of childhood innocence to me in this photo. It was such an easy photo to get her to pose for. It happened naturally. And I've always liked it in black and white, but when I was kind of looking at it one day, I thought, I feel like there's more in this photo than what I've captured from the black and white. Black and white, you know, the fence is sort of a player, but a very, very minor player. And that's fine. Yeah. At that moment, it was all about her. But then I thought, I want to see what the colors look like in that photo. And so I went back to that image when I was, you know, pulling photos for my wife, trying to decide, do I give it to her for this book in black and white or color? And then I changed it into color. And even right away, just flicking it back and forth from black and white to color, I thought, I like this in color a lot better, but maybe that's just now, right? The other thing is I couldn't remember what the challenge was. I think maybe the challenge was black and white. And so I converted it and always liked it in black and white because I presented it in black and white initially and just never thought about it again. And right. And so when I converted to color, the fence is blue and it adds a completely different layer to what I can get in black and white. And it adds a mood to the photos and it adds sort of that orange and blue combination that we both like so much. And, and then I just thought, okay, it's interesting how one of my favorite photos of my daughter ever, I've always been looking at in black and white and I actually like it better in color. So that's kind of where I arrived.
See, I think the black and white is way better.
Well, there you go. There.
No, I don't. That's nonsense.
Okay. Well,
how could you even fall for that? The color one is like 1,000 times better.
Well, exactly. But I don't. But I again, it's almost a mood. I really do like the black and white still.
It's fine. You took a picture of your daughter, a really nice photo of your daughter. It could be scratched into the hood of your car with a penny and it would still look good.
Right. Yeah, but the color and that's where sometimes there's a built-in bias when you took the photo and then you have an emotion towards that photo that I couldn't tell you. If 10 people said the black and white is way better, I'd be like, okay, I guess it's just me then. I wouldn't have been surprised if you said the black and white you thought was better.
Now, see, look at the black and white. Now, this could be also a function of the raw processor. Like, look at on the fence, on the right-hand side of the picture, like the out-of-focus parts that are some sort of a yellowy or orange in the color one. And look what they're doing when you convert to black and white. They're kind of blotchy and blech.
Oh, it don't look like anything, yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's something going on there, and that could be in the raw converter. Some information's getting lost, and it's not good. It looks like water streaks on the negative or something like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
Whereas in color, it makes complete sense. And then like, you know, like, yeah, she's fine in black and white. It's a nice enough picture, obviously, because of the composition, because of the expression and all those things. Like I said, you really can't mess this up. But the color is like this sort of, and this version of blue, like you, and then you in 2005, which isn't even that long ago. So this wasn't January of 2005. It's
2015.
That's what I mean. Sorry, 2000. I meant 5 years ago. But so it's not even 5 years ago yet. It's less than 5 years ago.
Right.
So had you taken this picture when we first started? Some, you know, maybe a year in. So sometime in 2012, I would imagine, and you did this in color, that the vibrance would be, you know, cranked to 11. Like, you would have broke the vibrance knob off. Yeah. You know, as would I. Like, well, when you first got your 50 mil, you know, F1.4, it's like, I'm not even going to shoot at F1.5, man. That is way too much depth of field.
Right. Like,
I'm going to blur all the grounds, not just the background, foreground, middle ground, everything blurry. There you go. And so that's what we would have done with the vibrance, and I'm guilty of it too. I did the same. But look at the vibrance in this. It's dialed on my monitor, anyways. It's dialed in perfectly.
Yeah, and like, again, I think that's the biggest improvement I've made just as an editor, is just sort of keep there's a happy medium. Find that happy medium.
Yes. Yep. What else did you change? Like, you said, you changed it. When you put the clarity on, what did you do with because when you did this originally, the clarity didn't exist. What'd you do for clarity?
I don't know, maybe a 10. I can't tell you offhand, but I definitely, you know, ramped up the clarity because I like what that does. But that's just sort of a season to taste slider. So I can't say that I have a move on every particular photo that's the same. It's just kind of like, I just kind of dial it into where I like, but it makes the lines really pop in the fence. And it also really makes like her, it brings really a sharpness to her. I don't know if sharpness is the right word. I just want to look at the other slider that I was talking about. Cause I really, dehaze, the dehaze slider is used in this photo. So that dehaze again, kind of gives a little bit more dark to that fence sort of on the top and the bottom. It looks like a gradient without looking like a gradient. So if I just use that other kind of gradient slider, then it really, it appears more obvious. It's like closing in around her. Whereas when I use the dehaze slider in this image, it's a little bit more subtle, but I really like it. I like kind of those edges getting a little darker on the top and the bottom.
Every time I use the dehaze slider though, I always yell out shaft and, okay. I worked on that for a little while. I couldn't quite spit it out earlier. I was pretty chuffed with myself with the shaft.
Yeah, no, I think we can move on. Yeah.
So, no, anyways, okay. All right.
This was the example.
What's, what's the slider called again?
It's called dehaze.
Shaft.
So, anyways, this is an example of why it's a kind of a fun exercise, and I walked away with thinking I should reprint and reframe this photo.
Absolutely.
Because again, I really, really like it in this form. So I will get around to doing that soon.
Do not sleep on the negative clarity, by the way, on the slider. I actually go the other way entirely, and I don't dial. I don't go too far because it can all of a sudden you look like Elizabeth Taylor in some sort of a perfume ad. But the negative clarity, like the -5 to -8 zone, you get some great results on that too.
Okay.
And which I do, I couple that with, I then go in and we'll in the Photoshop and we'll then spot sharpen the eyes, and that combination is a winner. So definitely keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. So like yourself, I wanted a picture of my daughter. This one is hanging on my wall, the original from 2014, so a year earlier, from your daughter's photo.
Yeah.
And this one, I had to look, was taken with the Classic. I would not have guessed that. This is the 5D Classic. Forget the lens, probably the 85, who knows. But I love this photo, and this is hanging on my wall in a large print on a wall where I have six relatively large prints all on, like, together on one wall. And this is one of them.
Okay.
And something about it. Now, I love this photo. I love it. Except for all the other photos, well, they don't all feature individual people, but all the other subjects in the other photos are instantly recognizable. Like, you look at the picture, bam, like there's the picture of my son on his bike that I lit, and he sticks out. There's a picture of my kids walking across a field, boom, they stick out. This one, however, you sort of have to sit in front of and somewhat discover the subject.
Right.
What I find. Like my daughter doesn't just explode off the screen here.
Right. Agreed.
She's there.
Yeah.
But that always, I wasn't sure if I liked that. And there's part of it I like where it's like, okay, are you willing to sit and look at this photo until you discover her, and then you can kind of, you know, see the subtlety of it, or should she pop out of it? And
right.
So I wanted to go back with my newfound skills and the new techniques and whatnot that come with, like, the different sliders, and see if I can alter this and make it so she pops out a little bit. So that's why I came up with the second version.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thoughts?
I like them both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to say that I would say I really like the second one better. It's very different. Not only does she pop out of the photo a lot more, but mm-hmm. the color temperature is different too.
It's more, the color temperature is the same.
Is it?
But the vibrance and saturation is
okay.
Not.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I'm noticing is that's it then, that it's much lower saturation on the second image.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I she pops less definitely in the first image, but I kind of like the colors just for the mood of this photo a little bit better in the first image, and so they're both good. I again, if I'd only seen one, I would say a great photo either way, but I'm not sure that the edit really makes it substantially better. It's just mm-hmm. very, it's very different. This is a pure taste one, I think.
Yes. Now, I think ideally, and this was a moment that I captured, you know, five and a half years ago. And so obviously I like this. Like, this was actually very, back when my kid would just go and do things without her noticing me taking pictures. Even though we were the only two people in the woods, we'd gone out there just to pick flowers or something. I remember this day. And so it was a very nice moment. I want to keep the moment. However, I would have liked it better if there was a little less sunshine on the background trees and a little bit more like a shaft of light maybe hitting her.
Okay,
but just,
yeah.
But just something soft, like nothing crazy, not like a massive shaft of light, but a little bit more light on her. And so I could have had her stick out a little more naturally without having to go in and do, you know, change the saturation, which I probably overdid the saturation or the vibrance, you know, with the greens.
Yeah.
Which in the second one
feels seasonal though, that with like that.
It could.
It gives a little bit of a mood that's the part I feel like you lose in the second mm-hmm. one, is that somewhere maybe it's in the middle, like maybe, and I know you were trying to again show a distinct difference, and so that's why you did it that way, but I feel like maybe the answer is somewhere in between those two photos.
It could be. And so I did that. I did a little bit of dodging and burning. Just burning, no dodging. I don't know why I said dodging and burning, but that's just so you understand the technique. It was a lot of more burning. I burned in the background a little bit. which if you look at, if you just look at the new image, you know, you can probably, if you really know what you're looking for, you can probably tell. But if you toggle back and forth between the two, you can really tell that it's been dodged and burned.
Right.
And that's how I got her to basically stand out, because otherwise, you know, her the lighting is very flat. Her color tones are not far off, at least for me. Like in the original one, again, because of my oft mentioned color blindness, she tends to blend in tonally with the background.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So, but you being the fact that you have all your rods and cones and your eyes work properly. Does she blend right in, or does she stick out some?
She still sticks out, yeah.
Okay, that's a function of me then, because for me it's a really much a blending situation.
Okay.
Which is probably why I went over the top with the dodging and burning on the other one. All right, I'm keeping the print that I have on my wall.
Yeah, keep the print. It's good.
All right, will do. I also added a little bit of sharpening and blurring in spots too, which I don't often do. Like, I'm not much of a dodger, burner, sharpening, blur, or a blurrer. Pavel blurrer? No. I'm not much of a blurrer in Photoshop. I try to do all of that in camera. I kind of take pride in that. And so this is a rare situation, which, yeah, I think I'll stick with the original.
Okay.
All right, challenge for next week is our monthly challenge for January, and that is a self-portrait. Hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, or even better, tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram, and we will check that out, discuss that next week. Now, we're going to probably record right on the 31st of January, being Friday. It's the 24th, right? We normally record on Friday, Friday morning, North American time, West Coast time. And so you should get it in by that day. If you try to go for midnight on the 31st, you're going to be disappointed.
Right.
We're not getting to it.
We're talking to you, Panger.
Panger's already in.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, he's in. In like Flynn.
Okay.
All right. So that's next week. Check that out. In websites.
Yes.
I wrote that down and almost forgot to say it. As if anybody cares. As if anybody's... Yeah. Nobody's going to my website.
They're going to adamschwartz.ca.
And mine, I think you can go to cialis.ca and it'll probably click you through.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not even sure now. I'm actually Googling it right now. I'm going to Google this and just see. There's something on Twitter with some Arabic. That's not even a joke. On Twitter, alanatridge.com. Yeah, so far there's no off-brand Cialis offered there. So good, okay. We're good.
Look forward to that.
Go there. Or you can find the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.